fiscal responsibility, and secure borders, our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two on this hump day Wednesday, April 29, 2026 edition. Gun retailers to face security mandates, state license requirements under bills. Gun retailers in Michigan would face new state licensing, storage, and surveillance rules beyond federal requirements under two Democrat Senate bills now being introduced in Lansing. Senate bills 853 and Senate bill 854 come to us from Democrat Senators Stephanie Chang of Detroit and Darren Calamari, the Communist Democrat from Trenton. The bills have been assigned to the Senate Civil Rights, Judiciary, and Public Safety Committee, who's chaired by Chang, one of the sponsors. The committee heard nearly an hour of testimony on the proposed rules, which would require Michigan firearm retailers to obtain a one-year, $250 license tied to a training course and would require them to pass a written exams for dealers and their employees. Additionally, gun sellers would need to install security cameras, alarm systems, video surveillance that could capture facial features with footage that would be required to be retained for 6 years. 6 years. 6 years they would have to store this data. Calamari, who represents Wayne County and Wayne, the city of Wayne, has 17,000 residents. Last June, a gunman reportedly wearing a tactical vest opened fire as he approached the local Cross Point Community Church. The man had been struck by a prisoner in their vehicle and then was fatally shot by two security personnel. Two parishioners of the church who had CPL licenses and were carrying their firearms. What Calamari said, it struck me deeply that our places of worship had correctly felt it necessary to prepare for an incident like that one that took place. The bill that is before you today doesn't exactly address that specific issue, but it does speak to a larger problem where we are dealing with more and more incidents of gun violence across the country. Calamari described his bill, Senate Bill 854, aims to ensure any gun sale is inaccessible to customers without assistance from on-site employees who would be subject to expanded background checks. Well, Mariana Mitchum, a former U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF official, who is now a senior advisor for every town gun safety, told the panel that roughly 600 federal investigators regulate 130,000 gun licenses and that 9,500 companies in the explosives industry. Even if ATF was fully staffed, federal regulations are not robust enough to combat trafficking. There are roughly 5 incidents per day in which firearms go missing from gun dealers through robbery, burglary, larceny, or loss, Mitchum told the committee. In Michigan, 511 firearms were stolen or reported lost in 2025 by licensed dealers here in our state. She went on to say that President Donald Trump's administration has diverted staff to other purposes, like immigration enforcement, contributing to the ATF losing around 15% of its staff this last year with no plans to increase its workforce. Mitchum talked about Omar Shorter, who in April 2024 was found guilty by a jury of making false statements during the acquisition of a firearm and engaging in the business of selling firearms without a license. Shorter purchased more than 36 firearms over 13 months, using 9 of them in horrific crimes throughout the state. Within 2 years, including a homicide of a 3-year-old child and during a domestic violence case. Well, speaking in opposition of the bills was Christopher Lee, the State Affairs Director of the National Shooting Sports Foundation, who talked about its Operation Secure Store, quote-unquote, program, involving former federal officials with the FBI and the ATF who advise members on open and closed storage security. Lee explained that the program has been linked to major drops in firearm retail theft. Additionally, the ATF offers a reward when firearms are stolen from retailers, along with the National Shooting Sports Foundation matching the reward. He added that these policies being pushed by today's bills would cost each retailer in Michigan, listen to this, tens of thousands of dollars based on stores in states with similar statutes that have already enacted them. For the mid-sized retailer, the legislation's video storage mandates would cost about $50,000 a year. Are you kidding me? As an alternative to the House Senate bills 853-854, Lee would like to work on raising the mandatory minimum penalties for people that smash and grab at gun stores. Very simply, we have too many people stealing from gun stores that are then getting light sentences or even no sentences at all, Lee said. Our response would be to say that we should be going after the criminals that are stealing these guns, not the industry. This would shut down stores that provide for people to exercise their Second Amendment rights. $50,000 a year just to store the videos? And that doesn't even include the cost of installing the cameras. A $250 a year license, plus you have to pass a test this is getting out of control. Well, hopefully these bills, if they get passed in the state Senate, will die in the House. Because I know Matt Hall in the House Republican majority totally support our Second Amendment rights. Anything that would put additional burdens and costs on our firearm dealers and retailers, I would hope the Republicans in the House are against it. So, of course, Democrats have to expand these laws because they're against guns. It's that simple. Now, it's kind of interesting, this other bill. We'll get started on this one. House bill in the House, 4733. Sponsored by Joseph Pavlov, Republican of Kimball Township down in St. Clair County, wants to amend the Natural Resources and Environmental Protection Act to allow individuals to possess unlimited days worth of fish at their residence, so long as they've been canned, smoked, dried, or frozen, on top of the standard one-day catch limit. Well, under the bills, you may be able to start stockpiling fish under a bill that passed in the House that will let fishermen, anglers, keep an unlimited number of preserved catches at their residence. Pavlov said a fisherman could easily have 20, 30, or even more fish in his home that he legally harvested. However, just by having them in his home, he's breaking the law, adding that the current limit doesn't prevent abuse. Instead, penalizes those following daily catch rules. He argued that if they want to stop poaching, the Department of Natural Resources should focus on access points and active fishing rather than on freezer counts. Because this bill's common sense change that put fishermen on equal footing with hunters who face no limits on stored venison. Short break, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Conservative leader, just like the best. No holds barred, he's ready for the test. Quality efficiency, that's his game. Cut through the plate, calling out the name. Crooked politicians led us astray. Perry's on a mission, he's here to stay. Perry Johnson's rising, gonna take a stand for families and freedom across this land. No income tax, saving us at no.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. We're going to wrap up this story about this particular bill expanding the unlimited number of fish that you could catch and keep at your home. 85 state representatives voted for it. 20 Democrats voted against it. One of them, Wooden, State Representative Wooden, said the critical reason he voted no was that the DNR agents don't actively inspect people's freezers looking for anglers breaking the law. The current limit helps the DNR when they have probable case against poachers. So if a complaint is raised from a member of the public that they believe an individual is poaching, they can catch them in the act or nearby when the poaching is committed. This would help us build a case, would get it to probable cause, then we can get a warrant and inspect the freezers. However, we have to build the case for poaching first with an intent to sell. He said that anyone who currently has more than 2 days worth of fish in their freezer shouldn't worry if this law remains on the books. If there was an acceptable replacement to help the DNR go after illegal poachers, he would then support the bill. Well, in other news during the same session, House Bill 5514, sponsored by State Representative Cam Cavett of Sheboygan, prohibits the use of restraints while transporting youth to certain qualified residential treatment programs. The measure passed 104-1. Libertarian State Representative Steve Cara casted the only no vote, probably because he feels that's something government shouldn't be involved in. Well, sometimes transporting youths that have some type of mental issue, they go crazy when you put them into a seatbelt. So if their qualified treatment program is where they're going, the bill makes sense. So now here is another text message came into the show that is so much common sense. It's so logical. But the DNR can't figure this out. Randy, listening to the top of the hour, bottom of the hour news, we just heard how smart the DNR isn't. Royal Isle, the moose count is disappearing. 75% reduction. But the wolf population is going up. People are complaining, what the heck's going on? It isn't that difficult to figure out. The wolves are overtaking the moose. Deer, elk, they're predators. It's very simple. The wolf population needs to be reduced. If the state won't do it, folks, farmers have a very old saying. The three S's. Shoot, shovel, and shut up. Very, very simple rule. I remember very clearly, my grandfather, James Bishop, may he rest in peace, back in the 1960s on his farm in Lapeer, was teaching me and my younger brother how to shoot a .22 rifle. While we were practicing behind the barn, a wolf came into the yard. My grandpa Bishop raised pigs and he raised cows. Grandpa Bishop grabbed the firearm, the .22 rifle, out of my hands, pulled it up, took aim, and killed the wolf. One shot to the heart, one shot to the neck. The wolf walked for a little bit, ran away a little bit, and fell over dead. We took the shovels, we dug a hole, we buried it, never told anybody. This is the first time I've ever told that story from, 60 years ago? In the last century. DNR is too stupid to understand what's going on. Did you guys hear the story a couple years ago? A wolf got into the McDonald's in Escanaba up in the UP. Somebody opened the door to go into the McDonald's and the wolf was hiding around the corner, followed him into the store. They had a wild wolf inside the McDonald's in downtown Escanaba. Sometimes people just have to do what they have to do. Final hour of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states.